you're going to be replaced by AI unless you know how to run AI.
Yep. It's an arm of our business, and we are teaching it, actually. It's a tutorial, and it comes with the actual training of the AI.
It was an AI bot that answered it. It was literally answering like a human. I even tried to throw it off. I said, can I say it?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I heard Jared's really good at polishing turds. Is that true? And she was like... Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experience. My name is Coach Joe, co-host of this amazing show, and we have...
Jared Taylor with Woo-hoo! JT Visuals without the I because there's more than meets the eye, and...
Action Coach. Action Coach Kansas City, where we coach business owners on how to find life with their business through being profitable, having systems, putting the right people in place so that the business could literally work without them. Jared, you were telling me about something that you're going to do pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going on a cruise.
And we were talking about working on this cruise. You were talking about how you kind of find the joy and excitement on working on the business.
Yes.
And then we gave you the dirty look. Our producer over there, Azaria, gave you a dirty look. I did too. I'm like, you're not working on this cruise. Because it is what? What are you celebrating?
Anniversary.
All right.
1-1. I literally have a perspective shift because I'm so selfish when I say I don't burn out and I get energy from certain things. When it's not an obligation, I get to build my business. That part is energy giving. Mm. It's like part
like
of
like the working on the business part.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Like I want to train an AI. I want to go and train one to help, you know, maybe with bookkeeping a little bit or something like that.
Dude, so I literally put my P&Ls into ChatGPT. And I know that people say don't do that because it's public, but I mean, I don't care.
Well, you can have a real person verify it.
I asked it to create a dashboard of my gross profit, net profit, my budgets for the month, all that stuff. I told him to convert it to Canva, and it created an amazing looking dashboard for all my finances. Nice. I'm like, all right. Then I want a bigger dashboard with all of my businesses on it with those same like five metrics.
Huh. That's cool.
It is.
And then you can embed those metrics in your dashboard on Go High Level.
True.
I can hook you up.
I need that.
Then you see it every day.
So, yeah. But, well, that's the thing. So I need to see those things every day because I'm making financial decisions all the time. And not as a CFO financial decisions, but should we invest in that?
Yeah.
Hey, we need to do this.
I have revenue in there too because it all runs through that system. So I can track it in there real easy. And I have one set up that like compares last month.
Now, if I put that on my Go High Level dashboard, are my coaches going to be able to see it? Or can I do it to where only I see it?
You can do it to where only you see it. And you can have multiple different dashboards too.
That is awesome. So I want a dashboard for them to track like the measurables, like, hey, leads are coming in, conversions, all that.
Yeah, so you can like set up a template and then share it to them too. And then they plug in their own version of it. Like, dude, if you can think it can probably go in there. Mm-hmm. We even have it from Google Sheets.
So Claude can go into Go High Level and create the dashboard?
Actually, probably. I haven't tried that version. But
AI, it's scary and amazing at the same time. I truly, I know that we did an episode on this, but I think if people are not on it right now, there's like no coming back if you're not on it in the next year or two.
So what was it? It was like ChatGPT users at like level one, which means you just chat to it. It gives you information like help me write this email. And then it generates the email. You copy and paste it, put it in your Gmail or
that's
something.
That's been me for like the last 2 years.
That's level one.
I'm kind of going into level two right now.
Level two is like it'll do it for you.
That's what I'm looking for.
And then it'll ask for approval, you know.
I've really looked like I knew exactly what I was talking about to some of my clients because they were having a hard time putting together job descriptions for a certain position. I was like, give it to me. I throw it into ChatGPT, and with the knowledge it already has, I'm like, hey, we need a job description with key performance indicators for a company that does $7 million a year in revenue for a general manager position. These are some of the key responsibilities. Please produce job descriptions and 7 extremely important KPIs. In a matter of seconds, it's out.
Dang.
Did you know 15 years ago when I was creating this for my own business, I had to sit there for weeks on end trying to figure out all that stuff?
Yeah, it's already.
And then I had to hire, what is it? Somebody who writes. Like a
ghostwriter
a copywriter.
Oh, yeah, a copywriter.
To like make it sound so official. You know how expensive that was?
Really?
$10,000. And ChatGPT, I'm like, where were you 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, now it's just finding the version that trusts and stuff. So I'm into like selling, or not selling, but like giving away and selling, of course, the trained versions. Because that's a lot of...
Oh, it's kind of like how Go High Level now allows you to sell some of your...
But it's all like it looks up general stuff. Where's it getting its sources from?
Mm-hmm.
And it literally, I've seen it. It shows the sources and we go, his source something.
Mm.
But you click it and then it's like, that's a fake article or that's an old article, you know, and it has, how do you know this is good? And so then it's like, hey, if you need marketing help from a marketer who has proved that he's done this, then you can trust that they built this skill or the custom ChatGPT. So now when you go and ask questions inside that, it'll be better results.
Yeah.
But instead of just generic, and then they learn some stuff about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, though, I'm excited for this cruise.
Nice.
But my perspective has shifted because while I can get energy off of the work, it's not about me. It's about
what is it about?
Dude, it's about her.
Yeah.
To me, it's about her.
Well, it's about you guys building that bond together again for your anniversary. I mean, no kids, right?
No kids on this one.
Well, then no laptops, because a laptop is another kid of yours.
Yeah.
So don't take a laptop.
So I'm like, we've been talking about how like boring is good for a long time, and I keep seeing that everywhere. So it's like, you know what? I'm just going to be – like if we hit bored moments, I'll just be bored.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a good old paper and write stuff, but it's like one of those things where if I'm occupied on the computer and don't have a good interruptibility threshold
– yeah.
Then that's what takes away from the relationship, I think.
It does. And it forces you to actually, like, fill that time, that gap of time. Because I remember my wife and I went – we did something. I forgot what it was. It wasn't a minute back, but it was 3 days without our phones and with each other. The first day was like, oh, my gosh.
Mm.
We are so dependent on our phones. I kept going for my pocket. And I'm like, the phone's gone. The phone's gone. Oh, that's right. We're not supposed to have phones here. I think it was like a Christian camp or something like that.
Okay.
And they encouraged no phones, so we did it. But the second day and the third day, it was like, there's so much peace right now. I don't feel anxiety. I'm living in the moment. I'm thinking about my wife. All the things that I need to be focused on because that phone was not with me is pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like I'm actually decent.
How many days are you going to take on the cruise?
It's a 4-day cruise, but 5.5
Where are you travel? Go? Like Caribbeans? Bahamas?
Florida to the Bahamas.
Ooh. So just there, then are you going to stay in the Bahamas a couple of days?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then?
Half in Florida, Key West, and then half in the Bahamas.
If you're an entrepreneur in the comments and you want to find out how to take a vacation without opening up your laptop, you should figure that out. It's really fun.
Dude, and now I want to make an AI travel agent. Like, seriously, you can do that.
Jared is one of those guys who are always – you're always trying to find the right technology for the right type of efficiency so that life can just be better.
I heard Tony Robbins, they're trying to market for this – or they are marketing for this event.
AI thing.
And he said, you're not getting replaced by it. Or it's not AI that's replace. How did he say it? What did he say? Like, it's not about the AI replacing you.
It's about you learning or something like that, yeah.
The person
– It's all over Facebook.
Running the AI or something.
Because
it opens a new – someone has to run that.
Well, yeah. So in essence, what they were saying is you're going to be replaced by AI unless you know how to run AI.
Yep. And if you're like part of
– Well, did you know that there's a lot of 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds right now getting laid off of their businesses and they're learning how to prompt AI really well, that they're teaching classes and making a lot of money doing it?
Oh, really?
Yes.
I only hear the first part usually.
So. And they're not even that good.
Wow.
It's set like, you'd make so much money if you just taught it.
I want to teach it. It's part of our –
Put it on school.
It's an arm of our business and we are teaching it actually. It's on school, one of them. Second one coming out. Probably by the time this video releases, you'll see a second one.
If you're on school and you do this, it's like what, $33 or something like that?
$33 for our
– Bro. Yep. Bro or sister?
And it's not – it's a tutorial and it comes with the actual training of the AI.
Okay, you know what you should actually do? You should do a video on how you trained AI to – what did you just train AI to do that we talked
what,
about?
What I just showed you, that thing?
Yeah.
The voice?
Yes.
Okay.
You should actually do that, show people how to do it for their business. That's an amazing course.
Well, like the whole thing is like I'm starting to see like we're a small team and I really want to increase business, but where am I failing at? And then I would go and I see, oh, shoot, someone filled out an inquiry form, but I wasn't notified. Or if I was, it went to spam or like some other weird thing. I swear I lost that one.
Yeah.
Because it looked like they had high intent based on the form.
Yeah.
And I lost it because I didn't respond to it or know about it. So there's cracks. Mm-hmm. And it's cracks in the front side. You'd never want cracks in the front side of business. Mm-hmm. So then I go to Go High Level, our CRM, mm-hmm. and it says like 92% of sales are lost because of unanswered phone calls
yeah.
and missed messages or, like, yeah, or no something follow-up. Like that. And I'm like, you know what? It is time. I have an action step right now too mm-hmm. to work on that from my coach.
What platform did you use again?
So I'm using a mix of Claude and Go High Level.
Okay.
Like they have their AI agent feature in there and you can train it and give it like a ton of material and train it off of that. And then I got their phone number. I had to get a new phone number.
I want you to do a class on that.
All right.
And you know, $33-$40 or something like that. Put in the comments below, if you're in school or just watching this, if you would like to get training on what Jared's talking about. Now, let me preface this because it actually impressed me.
Okay.
I'm not even an AI guy. And I was like, whoa. You had me call a number.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an AI bot that answered it.
Yeah.
And I knew it was AI. And it wasn't lying that it was AI. But it was answering questions. Like, from the minute it answered, I'm like, oh, this is different.
And you tried to throw it off.
And I was trying to throw it off. I said, hi, yeah, I would like to schedule a video shoot. She's like, oh, okay, cool. So it was literally answering like a human, but you could tell it was a robot. But it wasn't like generically answering my questions. It actually had a conversation with me, which kind of freaked me out and excited me at the same time. And then it passed me off to another AI person. And I said, hey, I need to book a quick call.
Mm.
Now, that one still needs a little bit of prompting because it interrupted me a few times. However, same thing. Had an amazing conversation. I even tried to throw it off. I said, can I say it?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I heard Jared's really good at polishing turds. Is that true? And she was like, oh my gosh, this team is so amazing at making bad things look so nice.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so look.
It answered it. I was like, what?
I'm thinking about a client that I have in San Diego, and he religiously watches our podcast and is on school. You know his name.
Oh, yeah. Beard.
I don't know if I should say his
name. No, we should say, right?
John Mueller.
Yeah.
You're watching?
He's a top leaderboard on our school community.
John's amazing.
He deserves a shout out.
John, I'm going to talk to you directly. So if you're watching this, it's just for you. He's all about AI. If there's a competitor against you on how much we talk AI, it's John Mueller.
Oh, cool.
But he runs a landscaping business. The last business you would probably think that you typically put in a box to say, hey, use AI for almost everything.
Yeah.
His goal is to retire in a couple of years.
Mm.
And he's like, I'm not finding the right people to replace me. What if AI can do that?
Mm.
So I know that we're testing and measuring, you know, John. But he had AI bots answering the phone and just routing it to the right person, kind of like what yours is.
Yeah.
So he might want to reach out to you and figure that out,
well,
dude.
Well, vice versa. Like if he's been doing it longer, I could learn a lot from him.
Oh, John is – I mean – I'm impressed with how much this guy knows about marketing and branding and all that stuff. I mean, right, he's been running his business for 30-something years, right?
Fly into Kansas City and do our VIP guest experience. That'd be great.
A bit afraid of flying. So maybe you got to come to San Diego.
Drive in. Or I do want to go to California. Yeah. I have not been that far.
So anyways, with all that being said, I think you should run a live maybe and have people pay for that.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, put in the comments below if you're in school.
If there's demand.
If you would want to do that, if there's demand, but I think you should.
We'd for sure do that in our school community.
Anyways, stay strong, y'all.
Keep on keeping on. Hey, sorry to interrupt, but Joe, you got something on your chest.
When I failed my first AI business, I chalked it up to a couple of things. Number one, I was very proud and I didn't learn how to build a business. But the second thing I realized is I didn't go to school for this.
And it's fun to try to figure things out and explore. Mm-hmm. But then there comes a point where you're like, wait, hold on. What are all the other successful business owners doing?
We've provided something for you if you feel the same exact way. We've provided School, SKOOL, Entrepreneur Experience, where you can actually have free content and a community of people that are also in there that are entrepreneurs that love to give feedback and ask for feedback. If you don't feel like you have the resources enough to help you become successful, join our school.
It starts for free. So what are you waiting for? Go to jtvisuals.com/school. That's JTVisuals without the I, and that's school with a K.
Now back to the show.